Hey everyone, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Oops, sorry. Okay. My name is Dill and my show called Sometimes. I had this show last year with a really close friend of mine, Carrie Ann Sutherland, and back then our show was called KD. K for her name and D for my name. I know we're super creative, yay. Moving on, so she graduated, so I decided to continue the show in the first semester by changing the name. So I did it sometimes because, okay, I'll just go over this really quickly because I'm keep doing this. I used to do this like every single time when I have the show last semester, and it's just too much. I keep repeating it, so I'm just gonna go real quickly about it. Anyways, so I named the show Sometimes because there's this Turkish movie called Kaybedenler Kulübü, which means Losers Club, and in the movie there's this part. It's keep talking about how sometimes we think, for example, how sometimes we think we love something, but we really don't, or sometimes we feel tired, sometimes we want to do stuff, but there are things that are making us incapable of doing the things that we want to do, and stuff like that. So, basically, sometimes there are some things that are meant to happen, and there is no way we can change it, kind of like that. So, that's why I just really like that part, so that's why I decided to name my show as Sometimes. I know it was a really quick explanation, so if you didn't understand, if you have any questions about it, you can Facebook message me, call me, text me, whatever. The station number is 610-330-5316. I'm repeating, it's 610-330-5316. Also, last semester it was Tuesdays from 11 to 1 a.m. and this semester it's going to be from 10 to midnight. Also, I am the program director of WJRH starting from this semester. So I am giving this program schedules, like times. If you have any questions, if you want to have a show on WJRH, just email me, Facebook message me, be like, yo, I want to have a show, and we'll work on that. So moving on, this week I want to talk about a Turkish person. His name is Evren Can Gündüz, and he's covering songs in both English and Turkish. And like, for example, there's a song, my friend just loves him because he covers the songs in a like jazz, like as if they were jazz songs. And so I just want to take your opinion about this, because I really don't know what to feel about him. I don't like his songs personally, like his covers personally, but one of my really close friends thinks that he is really good at it. So first I'm going to play, I just want to go with a Turkish song that has a huge difference with the original and the cover, even though you don't understand the words. Actually it's better, I think. Since you don't understand the words, just tell me what you think about the song. Do you think that the original is the better, or the way that he sings it? To give me your opinions, you can Facebook message me, or you can call the station, and I'm going to give the station number one more time. It's 610-330-5316. Okay, so I want to continue with the song. So, also he talks a bit English in the beginning of the song, I think, so, and the name of the song is Kırmızı, which means red. I'll go with the cover first, then I'll play the original one, so you'll see the difference. Just pay attention. It's originally a pop song. It's like meant to like dance and sing and shout when you're listening to that song, but like in the jazz version, I don't know, it's so different. Okay, anyways, enough with the talking. Here is the song. Enjoy, guys, and please let me know what you think about the original versus the cover. This is the cover by Evren Can Gündüz. Enjoy, everyone.
Şimdiki sıra, our next song is Turkish song. It's a pop song in my from my generation. It's called Red Kırmızı. And I arranged that song. And I love that song after I arranged it. Yeah. And, yeah. Hatayı ben en başında yaptım, annemi senle paylaşırım. Kendimi çok takdir edeceğim, ayrılığı kutlayarak. Vedalaşırken üzülmüş gibi tutma ellerimi acı yara. Kendini dev aynasında değil, boy aynasında bir bak. Acım taze kurtulamazsın gözlerini kaçırarak. Belki birazcık bozuldun ve ruhun belki can çekişiyor. Belki biraz da kızardın ama sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor. Belki birazcık bozuldun ve ruhun belki can çekişiyor. Belki biraz da kızardın ama sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor. Bring it down, man. That's right. Hatayı ben en başında yaptım, manevi senle paylaşıyorum. Kendimi çok takdir edeceğim, ayrılığı kutlayarak. Vedalaşırken üzülmüş gibi tutma ellerimi acı yara. Kendini dev aynasında değil, boy aynasında bir bak. Acım taze kurtulamazsın gözlerini kaçırarak. Belki birazcık bozuldun de ruhun belki can çekişiyor. Belki biraz da kızardın ama sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor. Belki birazcık bozuldun ve ruhun belki can çekişiyor. Belki biraz da kızardın ama sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor. Sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor. Sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor.
Hey guys, so I'm back. That was Kırmızı, which means red, by it was a cover by Evren Can Gündüz, and originally that song is a pop song, but it was covered as a jazz song. Now I want to play the original song again. It's Turkish, so this is the original song, and it's performed by a woman called Hande Yener, and actually, like, she kind of tries to look like Lady Gaga, but she fails. But moving on, so here is the song. Let me know what you think about the cover versus the original one. Enjoy, everyone.
Hatayı ben en başında yaptım, aynı evi senle paylaşarak. Kendimi çok takdir edeceğim, ayrılığı kutlayarak. Vedalaşırken üzülmüş gibi tutma ellerimi acıyarak. Kendine dev aynasında değil, boy aynasında bir bak. Acım taze kurtulamazsın gözlerini kaçırarak. Belki birazcık bozulmuş Çok yakışıyor. Belki birazcık bozuldun. Ruhun belki can çekişiyor. Belki biraz daha kızardın ama sana kırmızı çok yakışıyor.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Kırmızı by Hande Yener. And before that, I just played in the same song from a different person who covered it. So please let me know what you think about it. Like, compare the first one and the second one. Do you like, which version do you like more? So personally, I don't like the song at all. But I think I just like the original one because it's more like turning up, like dancing, yay, party, pop song. Whereas I don't think I like jazz in general, but I just wanted to share this song because my friend really likes it. And like in the first version, it's more jazz and it makes me sleepy. I don't know. Like, so one of my friends, Erden, shout out to Erden. Hey, thank you for listening. So she just said that she loved the first one, but she didn't comment about the second one yet. So just let me know. Do you like the first one more, second one more? The station number is 610-330-5216. If you want to give me a call and be like, yo, like, I like this one more, or your music taste sucks, like, don't have this show, anything, just let me know. By the way, I'm sorry about my voice. I know my voice is not good in general and it tortures the person who is listening, but I was sick last week. I spent whole week in my room. Basically, I didn't go to classes. I was on Dean's excuse. So I'm just recovering from that, and that's why my voice is not that pleasing right now. Moving on. I say moving on a lot. I know that. Let me see what I want to play. Actually, I was going to play another song by Evren Can, an English cover this time. But before that, I think I just want to play... Should we go with the covers? I don't know. No, I'll just play She's Broken by Billie Eilish. I just saw this. Oops, sorry about that. I just came across this song recently when I was on YouTube, and I was like, oh, okay, I like this song. I don't know if any of you knows about it, if it's a really popular song, and right now I'm embarrassing myself, but I don't think so. But I really like the song. I don't know what type it is. If you know, let me know. So here is the song, She's Broken by Billie Eilish. Enjoy, everyone.
A story of girl meets boy and gets destroyed. Another promise broken into the lucky few. A fiction.
I'm back. So that was She's Broken by Billie Eilish, and like I said, I really like that song. I don't think that it's a popular song. Right now I see the views of it. I don't think that it's that popular, but it's a really good one. I just came across when I was on YouTube. What else? Oh, okay. So if you're new to my show, probably you don't know, but I usually play spoken words, and Sarah Kay is one of my favorite spoken poem artists. And I just found out, I didn't listen to this one before, but apparently she posted another YouTube video 3 months ago. It's called Jakarta January. I have no idea what it is about, but I just love her poems in general. I actually have one of her books right now in my room. And there's this poem called Fireworks. It's like I need to translate this one. I feel so dumb right now. Wait, translate. A line. Okay, yeah, I am stupid. Okay, line, yes. The poem has like 5 lines in general, in total, I think. But it's an amazing poem, but she didn't perform it, she just wrote it. And I keep checking if she's ever gonna perform, but I don't think that she will. I hope she will, but I hope she will one day so I can share it here. So this one is called Jakarta. I don't know how to pronounce it. Let me just check.
Jakarta.
Yeah, so Jakarta by Sarah Kay. I don't think that there are any swear words in it, just because she doesn't swear in general in her poems. So here is a spoken word. I hope you guys will enjoy it. I hope I will enjoy it, because this is also my first time listening it. So here it is.
There is a poem by the poet Frank O'Hara called The Day Lady Died that is a beautiful poem. And Hanif wrote a poem inspired by that poem that is called USA versus Cuba, which is in his new book. And I wrote a poem inspired by that poem. And so this poem is called Jakarta, January, after Hanif Willis of Durakiv, after Frank O'Hara. It is the last class of the day, and I'm teaching a classroom of 6th graders about poetry. And across town, a man walks into a Starbucks and blows himself up, while other men throw grenades in the street and shoot into a crowd of civilians. And I'm 27 years old, which means I am the only person in this room who was alive when this happened in New York City. And I was in 8th grade and sitting in my classroom for the first class of the day. And I made a joke about how mad everyone was going to be at the pilot that messed up, and later added, how stupid do you have to be for it to happen twice? And the 6th graders are practicing listing sensory details, and someone calls out blue skies as a sight that they love, and nobody in this classroom knows what has happened yet. And they do not know that we are in lockdown, which is a word we did not have when I was in 6th grade. And the whole class is laughing because a boy has called out dog poop as a smell he does not like. And what is a boy if not a glowing thing learning what he can get away with? And I was once a girl sitting in a classroom on the lucky side of town who did not know what had happened yet. And I did not know electrical fire was a smell I did not like until my whole neighborhood smelled that way for weeks. And blue skies is a sight I have never trusted again. And poetry is what I reached for in the days when the ash would not stop falling. And there is a 6th grade girl in this class whose father is inside that Starbucks, and she does not know what has happened yet. And what is a girl if not a pulsing thing learning what the world will take from her? And what if I am still a girl, sitting in a classroom on the lucky side of town, making a careless joke, looking up at my teacher for some kind of answer? And what if I'm also the teacher without any answers, looking back at myself? And what is being an adult if not a terrified thing, desperate to protect something you cannot save? And how lucky do you have to be for it to miss you twice? And tomorrow, a 6th grade girl will come to class while her father has the shrapnel pulled from his body, and maybe she will reach for poetry. And the sky outside the classroom is so terribly blue, and the students are quiet and looking at me and waiting for a poem or an answer or a grown-up or a bell to ring, and the bell rings, and they float up from their seats like tiny ghosts and are gone.
So that was Jakarta, January by Sarah Kay. Like I said, I really like her spoken word poems, and I really appreciate everything she writes and speaks. So that was that. Let's go back to songs. Do I want to go with something Turkish? Maybe I do. So okay, there is this Turkish TV program. It's called Kısmet Solar, basically means that it will happen if it is meant to be. So it's a marriage program, and there are 7 boys and 7 girls, and they keep every week they so the public votes, and they protect one of the guys and one of the girls, and there are 6 people left. So from those 6 people, for like girls and also guys, everyone gives 1 vote, and they protect 1 girl and 1 guy, and also guys vote for girls and girls vote for guys, because it's a marriage program, so they just vote for the person that they want to stay in, they want them to stay in the house the most, because there could be something between them. So anyways, and there are some couples already going on, and so they usually don't like get replaced, but there are other people like who are single, and they usually get replaced. And of course, even though it says that public votes and stuff, all of it is like planned before, organized before, like it's all known who's gonna win at the end. So at the end, one couple wins and they get married by the program, and program pays them for their marriage and everything. And I know that as long as you stay in the house, they also pay you, so it's like a job. So they are getting paid to live a love on TV, so of course it's fake and it's not real, the love that's going on over there and everything. But during the break, I started watching it, and this show is going since last year. Last year they had a winner couple, and after that, like this year, they have the second season, and again they're gonna have a winner couple. So I started watching it, and like I became addicted to it, even though I know that they're just pretending and they're not in love, and they're not, and like everyone in the show is keep fighting also to keep people watching, and it actually works. Like, so like I am addicted to this show, I'm keep watching it every day. And so anyways, I'm keep telling all of this because there is a couple I find really fake, but still, and I'm glad that they're not together anymore. But so they just recently had a huge fight and they're not together anymore. And in the show, like when it's really sad, they play sad Turkish songs, like they're like playing songs about like breakups and like love, suffering from love and stuff like that. So when I was watching the show, like, because I don't watch it like alive, because like when it's alive, usually it's night here, so I'm sleeping, but I watch it like every day from the website. I know, like, it's crazy, but anyways, so I was just watching it before my radio show, and they were playing this song called Aldınya by Meyra and Cemil Demirbakan, I believe. So Aldınya means so you cry. Yes, something like that. So you cried. And Meyra is a Turkish singer. She's not that famous, but this song, she's real famous with this song. And I think Cemil was just singing with her. So I think I'm gonna play that song. Please don't judge me because I'm watching Turkish TV programs that are stupid. But it's just like, you know, when you're super stressed, you want to watch something. I don't know, I'm trying to make up excuses to because I'm watching it, but anyways, so I hope you guys will enjoy the song and not relate this song to the program, because even though the program is really weird, like the song is really beautiful and about love and brokenheartedness and everything. So enjoy, everyone.
Bu aşk çoktan yol almış ve sen bana göresin, iyi yerisin kalbimin. Ben unuttum her gelişi görmeden tam gerçeği boş ver, boş ver.
I'm back. So I just want to translate the song a bit so you can understand what it was about, because I said like it's about like, oh, like broken, beautiful love or something like that. I don't remember what did I say. But so basically in the song it says, because you cried, I wouldn't be able to torture you. I couldn't handle to torture you more, and I would come back without any reason. Because you cried, my stubbornness is going away without any payback. With your tear, one pain is going away finally, and now you can cry because of happiness. So I know, like in Turkish, like we love using metaphors and stuff. So basically what it is about is that it's saying that when you cry, so there are two lovers, and they're saying to each other that when you cry, I wouldn't be handled to be away from you. So I would just come back and I would totally forget about the problem between us, like the issue that we had. So in the program, they both were crying and they were playing this song. I know it's weird, but yeah, so moving on. I still like this song and I like the program. And it's helping me to get my stress out, you know? I'm just watching it. Like, you know, there sometimes you watch something really unnecessary because you don't need to think about it. You just watch it and you laugh at it or like you feel the emotions that it's giving to you, right? But there are some movies that you have to sit and watch and actually like think about, oh, this happened, so this means this, so this is going on. Wow, this is so smart. But you know, like when you have school and stuff, like usually like, or like if things are not going well in your social life, your mind is like, stuck somewhere, so you really don't want to overthink about other things. So that's what I do. I watch stuff that doesn't make me really think about it. My friend is like, oh, if you're watching that TV show, your brain is melting away, and like she's making fun of me all the time. But no, actually, it's just so much fun to watch. So, and I don't have to think about it when I watch it, so that's why I watch. Let me play something. By the way, every time I'm playing a song, I'm keep checking the mic if it's on or not, because last week when I was having the show, I left it on and I started singing the song like screamingly. Like I was screaming the song. It was a Turkish song I really like, and two of my Turkish friends were listening, and both of them at the same time messaged me, and they were like, "Duh, oh my god, like this is a disaster." And I was like, oh my god, I left the mic on. I'm so sorry. So by the way, I'm sorry, it was not last week, it was the week before last week. Oh wait, okay, I think I want to play While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. I just love that song, so yeah. And I think, I'm not sure, but Evren Can made a cover of this one as well, so I may play it after this one. But with the English covers, he usually doesn't change the song as much as he changed the Turkish one. So I don't know what did he do with the song, or did he do a cover or no. I don't perfectly remember it, but I'll check it while the song is playing. So here is the song, everyone. Enjoy.
The love that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why. Nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning, while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how were diverted, you were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I learned from the wings at the play you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, still my guitar gently weeps.
Hey everyone, I'm back. Now I am gonna make a public announcement. That's what they call it. I'm not sure. So wait, let me see. Station 90. Yeah, I think it's like P. What was the name of it? PSA. Was it PSA? Let me check online. PSA. Public service announcement, right? That's not it. Public service announcement. So I'm gonna do a PSA right now. So, just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Okay, that was a terrible way of reading it. Okay. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do people talk on those things we call cell phones? But despite any funny habits, you may have a shelter pet will still love you. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. Okay, I'm terrible at reading, guys. I'm sorry. So, that was our PSA. So adopt. Pets need families as well. Oh, by the way, it's really interesting that you guys don't have any street animals, like street cats or dogs. I mean, I think this is great, and like it should be like that in every country. But in Turkey, we have so many street animals that I was really shocked when I see that there are no street animals in US. Like in Turkey, if you're walking in the streets, you can see like 15 dogs in like 2 minutes, and like and also a lot of cats and stuff. And that's why I'm kind of scared of dogs, even though I know that Americans are crazy for dogs. So, but I don't like cats more. So I think if you ask me if I'm a cat person or a dog person, I think I'm a dog person. I like dogs that I know that are not gonna bite me, because a dog, a family friend of mine had a dog, and when I was little, it like they were like, oh, like it never bites, it's so loving and friendly, and it bit my brother in front of me. And then also when I was little, like a dog bit my dad, even though I didn't see it, I know it, like they told me. So that's why, like, I'm kind of scared that they might bite. But if I know who owns the dog and it never bit anyone before, then I trust the dog. Then I love that dog. So I love dogs, but if I only know who owns the dog, if that makes sense. But with cats, I just don't like them in general. I can pretend to like them, but it doesn't take that long. Like, I'm just like, no, you know what? You don't worth it. Even though you're the owner of this cat, I don't like this cat, I don't like you. So anyways, moving on. I looked up, and yes, Eren Can Gündüz has a cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps song as well. So since it's an English song and we all know the song, and I just because I just played the song, I was thinking I can play this cover as well. I never listened to it before, so I don't know if it's good or bad, but we all can comment about it, I guess. So here is While My Guitar Gently Weeps by Erhancan Gündüz. Enjoy, everyone, and let me know what you think about it. Guys, I'm back, and you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Dill, and my show called Sometimes, and we just finished our first hour, and we are going into the second hour Normally this show is from 10 to midnight every Tuesday, but I think just for this week I'm gonna finish it a bit early. Like, maybe I'll go for like another 15 or 20 minutes and I'll finish it, because this week is like the birthday week of my friends, and tomorrow is the birthday of a really special friend of mine, and I know she's not listening, so that's why I'm like talking really relaxed, because she doesn't even know that I have the show, and I'm 100% sure she didn't see the Facebook post, and even if she did, she wouldn't listen. But it's Ron's birthday. She's Chinese, she's a sophomore, I'm a sophomore too. And so tomorrow is her birthday, and I just want to wake up early and surprise her. Like, you know, okay, first of all, I am really against sorority culture. I'm against Greek life. I'm not in any Greek life. I'm not a member. I considered becoming a member last year a bit, like, during summer, and I'm glad I didn't become a member. So anyways, moving on. I don't approve anything that they do. I mean, it's their choice. They can have fun in any way they want. But moving on, I'm telling this because I am taking one of their ideas. Like, you know, how after like the new members get into the sorority, every person has a big from upperclassmen. And bigs decorate their little's rooms for like 3 days, and they put like stuff and surprise them. So I'm taking that idea. I'm just gonna do it for a day. So for Ron, I talked with her roommate, and she was like, oh, she has a class early in the morning, so I'm gonna wake up early because I don't have class early in the morning. So I'll go to her room, I'll decorate her bed, I got her like a huge koala, and I got her like some little gifts, and I have a lot of balloons and stuff, so I'm basically gonna decorate her bed as if I was her big and she was my little. But of course, like, nothing like that is happening, but I just like the idea of giving someone a lot of gifts instead of one, and just decorating their bed and making them special. So I was like, I like this, I want to do this, so I'm gonna do it. So that's why I have to wake up early. And because I have to wake up early, I want to go to sleep early, just because last night I was working in the library, and I usually work the night shifts from 11 to 1 a.m. And I was working from 11 to 1 again. And after that, what was I saying? Wait. Okay. After that, I had homework and readings and stuff, so I had to do that. And also, I wanted to take a shower in the morning. So I woke up early and I took a shower, but in my morning class, I wasn't able to listen what the professor was saying because I was so tired. So after the class, I was supposed to TA, but I emailed my professor and said that I cannot TA. So I went and took a 1 hour nap, and it was the best nap I have ever taken in my life. So I was able to like resist being sleepy more last semester and last year, but this semester I just feel so old that I have to go and sleep. So yeah, that's why, like, if I want to wake up early, I want to go to sleep early so I can have a nice day tomorrow. Also, I have a lot of homeworks due this week, and also Carolina is a senior friend of mine, and it's her birthday on Thursday. And also it's Carrie Ann's, the person that I mentioned that I had the show last year together. Her birthday is on Sunday, and actually she's coming to Lafayette for her birthday weekend on Thursday. So starting from Thursday, I don't think that I will have a lot of time to sleep. So I just want to sleep early today and get rest and get ready for this weekend. So, yes. But moving on, please let me know, what did you think about the cover and the original? I still think the original was better. Do you guys think that covers are better, like not just in this case, but usually do you think that covers are better than original songs, or do you usually prefer the originals? With me, like, it of course depends on the song, but I usually like some covers more than the original songs. Like certain people, when they cover songs, they're so good at it, their voice is amazing. Or just for certain songs and certain people, when you listen, you're like, this is amazing. And like, I usually think that I like the covers more than the originals 90% of the time. But with Eren Can Gündüz, I don't know why. I just don't like his covers at all. Like, and I'm keep playing his songs, I know, but still. Like, and like, he has a lot of covers. And if you think that you're this good and you're great at singing and stuff, why don't you come up with your own songs? Why don't you record your own songs, but you keep covering people? Like, also there is another Turkish group called Sufle, and they are keep covering people, and that's how they got famous. And they don't have a single song that was written by them or and performed by them, but they keep covering. And they actually had a concert in some play, not one just concert, I think they had a couple in Istanbul and other cities, and they got famous. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate the way you cover the songs, like some of them, but if you're that good, why don't you have your own good songs? Like, because covering is a talent, like, because you have a good voice, but at the same time, it's a more kind of a talent to be able to write songs and actually sing your own songs. So that's why I'm like, I don't know, I don't know what to think about people who cover songs, like just cover songs. Like, I'm okay with covering songs, but not just covering songs. That was an aggressive talk. So moving on. I think I want to continue with an... Oh, interesting. Okay. So, I just saw another spoken word by Phil K. And so, Sarah K and Phil K perform together all the time. And with Phil's right, his name is K-A-Y-E. And Sarah's last name is K EY. So they're not related, they're not family, or they're not married, or they're not in any kind of blood relationship, but they just meet these two people and they start performing poems together, and they're really good at it, and I really appreciate both of them. So I just saw that also Phil K performed a new spoken word a month ago called Dear Santa. So I'm really curious about it. I don't think that it will have any swear words. If it does, I have to cut it. But here is Dear Santa by Phil K. I hope you guys will enjoy it. I just love spoken word. I love any kind of it. Anyways, here is the song, spoken word. Enjoy, guys.
I had heard a lot about Santa Claus. This was a man who knows when you are sleeping, when you are awake, if you've been bad or good, so he does not just overlook you by mistake. One year after Santa had visited all of my friends, except for me, again, I decided to write the man a letter. Dear Santa, I could not help but notice that you decided to visit every single one of my friends, except for me, again. That's cool, kind of, not really. I can only imagine that you think I've been a bad boy. So I wanted to clarify a few things from the past year. One, Halloween candy. I know my mother told me I was only allowed to eat 2 pieces of Halloween candy per day. And there was that one day where I ate 12 Starbursts, but those 12 Starbursts were in one pack, so it could technically be considered one piece of candy. Two, Valentine's Day. When I brought Valentine's for the entire class, I did not mean to forget one for Alexandra Sampson. I think she is pretty and nice, but that is a different poem. Three, the sleepover. I did not mean to pee in my pajamas. I think all of us wish that could have turned out differently. I hope after reviewing these facts, you'll reconsider my status as a bad boy. 1 week passes. Santa doesn't say anything. I cry a lot. And my parents explained to me that Santa is part of Christmas. And because we're Jewish, we don't really celebrate Christmas. We observe Christmas. So, Santa hates me because I am Jewish? It's around this time that my parents decide to send me to Jewish camp. I do not want to go to Jewish camp. As a kid, I am not good at making new friends. Too quiet, too whatever you want to do, too whoever you want me to be. I walk into Jewish camp to a room full of kids that do not look like me. Ben, who has freckles and does not like Power Rangers. Mallory, who has bushy eyebrows and has never eaten bacon. And Garrett, who has big frizzy hair and listens to music my mom does not let me listen to. I stand in the corner, imagine myself a zebra, all the people cooing over the puppies and kittens while I stand silently in the corner until they notice. What is that? At lunchtime, our counselor tells us that she will sing the Hamotzi, the Jewish prayer over the bread. I stand up tall, think to myself, I know this, and I start to sing loud. But as I look around, for the first time in my life, I'm not the only little boy singing along. I walked in Jewish camp to a room full of people that did not look like me, but knew my strange songs, my strange life. Ben, who had freckles, but knew all four sides of a dreidel. Mallory, who had bushy eyebrows and could say the four questions. And Garrett, whose mom was from Japan, like mine, and asked me to sit at his table at lunchtime. We sang loud, a stable full of zebras, not knowing exactly what the Hebrew words meant, but knowing somehow we were saying thank you.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Dear Santa by Phil Kaye. Also, he's like one of my favorite spoken word artists, like I said. And that was an amazing poem, I think. And it was just incredible how smooth the like translation from one topic to another one was. And he mentioned about something that breaks my heart, really. He mentioned about Valentine's Day. Why do we have Valentine's Day, guys? I was keep trying to avoid this topic. No, it didn't even cross my mind, I'm not gonna lie. I just realized it now and I was like, okay, let me talk. Because it's gonna be Valentine's Day next week, Tuesday, when I'm having this show. So, yeah. Okay. I only had one Valentine's Day when I had a boyfriend in my life, and he was in a different city and I was in a different city, and we both were going to our schools. I was in high school and he was in university, so I never actually celebrated Valentine's Day. But it's cool, you know. It's okay, I don't need it. And oh, last year with Carrie Ann, we just bought each other like cards and chocolate, and it was nice. And I'll just go and buy a lot of chocolate on that day, I think, because I have a quiz that's scaring me. And I think I have an exam a day after Valentine's Day. And I, like, next week is just too complicated. I have too much exams and quizzes going on, so yeah. Let's not talk about Valentine's Day or next week or anything in general. So, oh, okay. Another thing. I don't know if my mom is listening right now. I don't think that she does because If she was listening, she would message me. So I quit smoking. I want to say that because she doesn't know that I do smoke. So I miss cigarettes. So yeah, I'm so proud of myself. I didn't quit quite yet, but what happened is that, so like I said, I was really sick last week, and last Saturday, not this Saturday, the one that we passed, but the one before that, I got really sick, and since that day I couldn't eat well, I couldn't do anything, and of course I couldn't smoke, because I just didn't even have power to get up to go get food, or even just to get up to get water and stuff. So I wasn't even able to get my basic needs, that I didn't even think about smoking cigarettes. I mean, I thought about it, but I couldn't put it in action. And also I was keep coughing and my throat was really hurting. So I was like, oh, I cannot do it right now. So I was sick for a week, and then a week passed, and since this Saturday, I don't smoke. I don't know why. So I tried it once last Friday, and when I tried it, it really hurt my throat. So I barely smoked that, and I throw it away. So it's been like 10 days. I don't count that one as smoking. So since 10 days, I'm not smoking. I don't know how to feel about this, because I didn't have any intentions to quit smoking. Just because, like, you know, when you're stressed, like, some people eat. I also love eating, but that's a different story. Some people cry, some people want something. What I do is I smoke cigarettes. Or when I'm like super upset and stuff like that. So that's why, like, it was a way of revealing emotions for me. And I was thinking about quitting when I got like old, from 10 years from now, when I get married. And when I decide to have kids, which I don't think that I want to have kids before I'm 33. So I wasn't thinking about quitting smoking before 33. And only reason I would quit smoking is because when you're pregnant, if you smoke, it damages your kid. So I was like thinking that far, and I was like, I'm good now. I mean, of course, I was always afraid that I might have cancer and stuff. But still, I was enjoying the action more than the even though I know what could it cause, I was like, okay, I'm ready for it. I enjoyed the cigarette more than what could more that I'm okay with what it could cause. But now I quit smoking, that I don't need it. When I was in the process of quitting, I was like, oh, what am I gonna do when I'm super mad and stuff? And I didn't have a situation like that yet. So if I do, probably I'll just start smoking again. That's what I'm assuming. Because, you know, if it doesn't pass a month, it's not really a... So, like, you know, for something to become a habit or this habit, you have to do it for a month every day. So I'm not... If I don't smoke for a month every day, then it means that I've officially quit smoking and I don't have that habit anymore. So right now I don't feel like smoking. I don't want it. If I want it, I don't think that I'll stop myself. I'll just go smoke. But what I'm saying is that I don't know if I did something good or not. I mean, always did something good for my health, but I am okay with both. It seems like I'm quitting smoking and I'm kind of proud of myself. So yeah, I keep repeating the same words again and again, but it's just, I wasn't expecting this from myself, so that's why I'm really surprised, and I'm like, wow, okay, you're doing something that you're not even sure of, but it's going to be good for your health, so that's good. So yes, I just saw a song, a Turkish song that was by a group that I used to listen a lot, and they're a new alternative group, but I quit listening to them just because I realized that when I went to their concert, they were seeing themselves too much of something. Like when I was in their concert, I went to like a lot of concerts in Turkey, And this is a Turkish band, by the way. So when I went to the concerts, of course, there were people, oh, like, you know, I feel like I created this world. I'm amazing. But like they were also like famous for years and they were getting super, getting paid a lot and stuff. So I could kind of understand why they were feeling like that. But when I saw this too, so I went to like there are two groups that are really similar to each other, and when I went to their concert, I was surprised because they were not even famous and they were not even known by many people, but they were in this mood. They were like, oh, we're so famous and stuff. So basically, okay, there are two groups. One of them is Sonfeci Bisiklet, which means the last, the final incredible bicycle. And I know it sounds weird, but that's the name of the group. And the second group is İki Onkala, which means 10 to 2. So with the first one, Sonfeci Bisiklet, when I went to their concert, first I went to İki Onkala concert, which 10 to 2. So, and when I went to the concert, there was literally 30 people in the place, and I was so sad. I was like, oh, I don't think that they're gonna perform, and I was really disappointed because it's a group that I really like. And it turns out to be not like that. They didn't care how many people were there. They drink a lot and they just performed. They were like, oh, are we having fun and stuff? And I was like, oh, okay, I'm glad. Like, it was in a cafe, so it was like a tiny concert, but still, like, 30 people isn't so little. Like, because the capacity of that place is like 200, I think. So anyways, and I was like, oh, okay, I really like their attitude and stuff. But the only thing was that I realized that they were playing with their records, and so their actual voice was not the same with the videos they had on YouTube. And so 2 days later, the other group had the concert, and there were like 200 people. Like, the place was full, and like my friend was really close with friends with them, so I knew. He told me if I give his name, they will let me into the stage, and I would be able to talk with them. And I was like, oh, cool! Like, they're university students too. I think they're seniors at university. I wasn't sure. I think something like that, and some of them were graduates and stuff. So I was like, oh, cool, like, I really want to meet with these guys. Like, they're, like, my age, I like their songs, so probably, like, we have same mentality. So anyways, I go there, and after the concert, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, we really don't like that guy, whatever, but you're a girl, so come in. And I'm like, like, he thinks that you guys are best friends, like, that's not okay. And they act like super weird. They're like, they have like girls, like, they're like five guys, I think, I don't know how many guys, like, each of them have like two girls in their arms, and they're like, you, like, we got this, like, we're super popular. And I think they were high or something. So anyways, like, I didn't really enjoy my experience. And when we were in the stage, I was like, oh, I don't want to be here anymore, and I want to leave. So I was like, I left, and my friend was like, are you serious? Like, if you were just talking with them, why did you want to leave? And I was like, because they were so weird. So even though my first experience with the first band was really good, with the second band, my experience was so bad that I didn't want to stay there anymore, and I didn't want to talk with them anymore. So and since these two concerts were really close to each other, I just stopped listening both of them at the same time, because their style was really similar to each other. And also I knew that with the first band they were playing with their voice. So I was like, oh, okay, this is not their real voice, so I don't want to listen to them because they're faking it. So anyways, that's why, like, I stopped listening to both of them. And now when I was on YouTube and playing my songs, I just saw that. I'm sorry for this really long story, but it's just, like, I was really upset with this experience last year. So that's why I was keep talking about it. So anyways, when I was on YouTube, Just right now, I saw a new song by the first band who are playing with their voice, who were playing with their voice in the YouTube videos. So it's called Sonra Kül Tablasında Yer Arıyorsun, and which means that, and that's why I talked about smoking, because it says that later you're trying to find a place in the smoking plate. So like in Turkey, since everyone smokes, like we have like the smoking plates in our houses, and when someone comes, like we give them to them. So basically it's a tiny plate and it has like four openings in the side, so you can put the cigarettes on it. So that's called smoking plate. And the song is basically probably a sad song I'd never listened before, but it's saying that later you're trying to find a place in the smoking plate, which means that you're smoking a lot, that you're filling the plate, so, and then you're trying to find a place to put your next cigarette. And I'm just assuming you're smoking a lot, because like usually in Turkey there's this relay thing. If you're upset, or if you're being cheated on, if something is stressing you, not stressing so much, but for smoking is more related with being upset. So I'm just, that's why assuming that this is a sad song, that the person is sad. So anyways, let's listen and I'll translate. Here's the song, and probably this is the last song of today, guys. Enjoy.
İnsanlar gidiyor, hep eşyalar kalıyor. Bazı cümleler hiçbir anlama gelmiyor. Çırılçıplak hayatın ortasında yalnızca soğuktan üşünmüyor. İnsan ağlıyor da konuşamıyor. Her şeyi herkese anlatamıyor. Paramparça uykulardan uyanıyor. Sonra kül tablasında yer arıyor. Yalan söylüyorlar ya da bilmiyorlar öyle. Her şeye rağmen gülemiyor insan. Yağmurlar içine yağıyor. Üşüyorsun bazen piç gibi ortada kalıyorsun. Yalan mı değil, yalan mı değil, yalan mı değil, yalan mı değil. Yalan söylüyorlar ya da bilmiyorlar öyle. Her şeye rağmen gülemiyor insan. Yağmurlar içine yağıyor. Üşüyorsun bazen hiç gibi ortada kalıyorsun. Yalan mı değil, yalan mı değil, yalan mı değil, yalan. Eşyalar kalıyor. Bazı cümleler hiçbir anlama gelmiyor. Çırılçıplak hayatın ortasında yalnızca soğuktan üşünmüyor. yalan söylüyorlar ya da bilmiyorlar öyle her şeye rağmen gülemiyor insan.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Sonra Kül Tablası'nda Yer Arıyorsun by Ikionkala, which means later you're looking for a place in the smoking plate by 2 to 10. And like I said, I just want to translate it. And yeah, it was like I guessed. So it's basically talking about how people leave and only belongings stay, like materials stay. And some sentences doesn't mean anything, and you're naked in the middle of the life, and people do not only get cold because of the cold. Yeah. People cry, but they don't talk. You cannot tell everything to everyone. Waking up from broken dreams, broken sleep, and then you look for a place in the smoking plate. So basically, it just talks about how he is disappointed about life and he is broken probably by someone, and that's why he smokes. And then yeah, basically like I said, so this is the song. I think it was a good song. I realized that I kind of missed listening them, but still I don't think that I would start listening them again. Well, thank you so much for listening me, guys. I think I'm gonna end here tonight just so I can go up and sleep a bit early tonight. So, you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Dill, and my show called Sometimes. And I have the show every Tuesday from 10 to midnight. And I'm the program director of WJRH this semester, so if you want to have a radio show, I highly recommend. It's just an amazing place to talk about what you feel, and you play songs you like. And this semester we actually have a lot of DJs, then the program is kind of full, but we can always make room for you guys. So anyways, have a lovely night. I hope you guys will listen next week again. I know it's gonna be Valentine's Day, but it's okay. Don't think about it. Everything is gonna be fine. So love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me.